Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Advancement must be a revelation that turns into an inspiration that produces a manifestation. Are you inspired by what you believe? Do you still get excited when somebody says faith? I noticed that when I first got around Word of Faith, people, they believe for things they couldn't see. That the evidence of faith is not seen. I still go back in time, a lot of times on some of those old messages, to hear that and then equate them to what's happening today. And a lot of these sermons that we heard 30, 40 years ago are very relevant for today. But if you've been on an empty calorie diet, then when you get full word, you say, well, that can't be. Yes, it can be. And it must be. Because God expects us to advance. I never forget when the Lord told me one time in one of my conversations, he said, Jesse, make me wealthy. And I thought, well, look like you're doing pretty good. I mean, you own the universe. You got gold streets, diamond barrel, jasper, onyx, ruby. He said, I don't count my wealth that way. I count my wealth by souls I possess. I told you to go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's how I decree my wealth. It's through people. So the only Jesus in people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. You got to remember this. All we are is a representative of who Christ is. We must be reflections of Christ instead of casting reflections upon him. And so many people do that. I'm sad at some of these monster churches, and I preach, and I don't mean it private, I preach in some very big places, and the sin is so rampant. And they've used a wonderful doctrine called grace to do it. But my Bible says I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives within me. Now watch this next statement. And the life which I now live in the flesh. Now, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Didn't say I live by the grace of God. It says I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Then I don't frustrate the grace of God. And some people call the grace a gospel. No, there's only one gospel. That's the birth, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ. That's the gospel. Grace is a doctrine, one of the doctrines of the faith. Now, Paul called it, what did he say about my gospel? Because he was talking about his message, per se. It means good news. But you live by the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave yourself, so you don't frustrate that, because it's a very wonderful thing to walk in grace, live in grace, because you're saved. I mean, with grace, you're saved. So you need to understand those things. So to advance in life, you don't need any sinner's help. Let me help you this. You ain't gonna freak on it. You don't even need any Christian's help. You need the Holy Ghost's help. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he would guide you in how many truths? Oh, so we need to be, really, we should be following him and stepping in his footsteps. So Paul the Apostle is writing to the church at Philippi, and I want to read the King James. Everybody knows this verse, Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. So he's telling you what he does. Forgetting those things which are behind, and most people never do that. And reaching forth into those things which are before, and most people don't do that. He says, I, he didn't say you. He's letting you know his experience. I press toward the mark for the prize. So there's a prize here to advance. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, right, the one he's anointed. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or matured, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So in other words, you're not going to be left out in the dark. You ought to know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it, no matter what happens. It makes no difference. Let me say this. There's no shortage of money anywhere. It's just in the wrong hands. Since President Trump has now become president, you're looking at about $7, almost $8 trillion has been added to Wall Street, the value of it. Now, it's starting to hit Main Street, because we got about $5 trillion going to hit next month. That's in offshore accounts. That's coming into America. Then you're going to begin to see some things like you've never seen in the financial realm. People have asked me, do you think President Trump's saved? I said, you have to ask God about that and ask him. That's not my job to judge him. I don't judge anybody. But I do pray for my leaders. I'll never forget what Billy Graham said to Larry King one time. He said, you know, you never criticize anybody. You never say anything to it. You know, why do you do that, Billy? He said, well, he said, it's his Father's job to judge. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict. Billy Graham said this, and it's my job to love. That's about as big as it gets right there. And that's why that man is so wonderful. All he ever did was want to love people. So he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. So don't tell me you can't do something. Hallelujah. You have to believe the unbelievable.
That's true.
I'm going to challenge you on that in a few minutes. You have to believe the unbelievable. Receive the impossible. Why? Because it's all doable. Now, you're waiting for something when you don't need to wait for it. All you got to do is get in line and start walking. You see, I like what Mark said, if you're in combat, you're going to get shot at. See, so you don't get surprised if you get shot at, because that's where we are. And we are in a war here. So I want you to write this down as a point. Create with your mouth. Everybody say mouth. Create with your mouth an atmosphere, a channel through which advancement flows to your future. You don't need advancement now. You don't need it yesterday. You need it for the future. Create with your mouth. You write it down. You can, an atmosphere, a channel through which advancement flows into your future. See, I'm a very futuristic person. See, the most important part of your life is what you believe about your future. What do you believe about your future? What do you believe about your advancement? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to receive? See, you have to believe in yourself, because how you expect anyone else to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself? It's not cockiness. It's not arrogance. It's confidence and assurance. So I believe about my future. See, now you got to understand something. I never got around people to teach me to doubt. I wasn't raised in church. I was raised Catholic. All I knew was, our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Real fast. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. They taught us how to pray. When's the last time a Protestant taught you a prayer? Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. They should have taught us to pray the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. Well, we don't pray vain, repetitious prayer. If it's in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, it's not vain and it's not repetitious. It's in there. Jesus said that's a model prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed, reverence his name. Thy kingdom come. That will be done. Most people start telling God what they want. Whoa, you hadn't even reverenced his name yet. You hadn't even understood his kingdom. You shouldn't be talking about what you need, what you desire, what you want, until you say, Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom, your mission, your completion come. Your will be done. Where? Here. As it is in heaven. Then you can start talking. Give us this day our daily bread. But when you approach God, you approach him on his mission. You approach him on his advancement. The goal of Christian life is advance. If you put it all in one word, it means advance. Go. And even when we get to heaven, if you think you could be laying on the ground and angels dropping grapes in your mouth, you done live, you done lost your mind. Right now, the universe is still expanding at faster than the speed of light. Light cannot catch it. This creator's still going out there. Isn't that amazing? My God. But that should be done in the Christian world also. It should be very hard for a sinner to stay a sinner around you unless you don't understand your job and what your future is. Let me say this again. The most important part of your life is where you believe, is what you believe about your future. Now, I believe a lot about my future. People have told me I never could do anything. But the Bible said I can do all things. Now, somebody lying. It's you. It's showing me, and it's showing God. Well, who do you think you are? Sit down, because I got to start with page one of the Bible. In the beginning, God created Jesse. made me look like him. Look at my hair. Don't that look like God? Babies love me. You know why? It's this white hair. They think I'm God. They love that white hair for some reason. So I believe greatly in my future. Not to show off. That has nothing to do with it, because a dead man can't show off. People get mad at me. He don't care about nothing. You're right. I could care less about nothing. I don't care what the world says or the Christian world says. Why? Because care is a form of pride. The Bible said you cast your care upon the Lord, for he cared for you. See, you think God can't handle your business, so now you got to take it back from God and worry about it? Try to make that thing work? You don't build that building. You count the cost of that building. Then you believe God for the money for that building. See, God does all those things. So let me say it again. Create with your mouth an atmosphere. This is Paul is saying, I press the word to Mark, a channel through which advancement flows to your future. So the most important part of your life is what you believe about your future. Now, what about advancement? What does it do? Advancement must be a revelation, which means it must have wisdom and knowledge in it. And from that revelation, it turns into inspiration. You have to be inspired by what you believe in. And then from that, produce a manifestation. The Lord told me that 2018 is not a year of prayer. We've been prayed till we got more spit in our mouth. And you're going to pray. It's a year of manifestation. It's a year of receiving. Most of the people Jesus healed didn't even pray for. He just touched them, told them, get up. Why? Because it was his time of manifestation. You see, Paul went back into the Arabian desert for 3 years or something like that. So he had a prayer thing going. Then he came out with a gospel with manifested power. Let me say it again. Advancement must be a revelation that turns into an inspiration that produces a manifestation. Are you inspired by what you believe? Do you still get excited when somebody says faith? Yes. Or you think that's old fashioned because now we grace. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. I believe in grace. I preach grace. My God, strongly. But you understand, I'm living in the flesh now by the faith of the Son of God. But yet some people say, well, you know, Jesus was actually old covenant. You know, he's under the law. So, you know, you kind of count that. You just go to the Pauline revelation. You don't lost your ever-loving mind? Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Deuteronomy 28, is that a scripture?
Yes.
Amos, is that scripture?
Yes.
Malachi,
yes.
Or if you're Italian, Malachi, whatever you want to call him, is that scripture? Yes, I understand dispensations and times. I understand how those things are. But this Bible is so pregnant with revelation, inspiration, and manifestation.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't have revelation, if you don't have inspiration, and you don't have manifestation, how do you think you're going to touch the world? That's what God said. If you could put Christianity in one word, what would it be? Good Lord. Advance. Moving. You see, it's easy to start running, but it's harder to keep running. Never let your beginning become an end. Write that down. That'll help you. A lot of people, beginnings end right there. Mark just read it in Acts chapter. Oh, Theophilus, the work that Jesus began to do. Oh, Lord, he didn't finish. Why? He wanted us to finish it. The Father didn't finish the garden. He said, Adam, dress it. It wasn't finished until man put his hand on it. Then he said, keep it, because if you don't keep it, you can lose it. See, it's not perfect until God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and you touch something to produce the revelation that God has given. You see what I'm saying? That's advancement. See, that's manifested power. See, advancement runs toward you when your faith is activated. Write that down. Is your faith activated? Most people's faith is dormant. That's why nothing's working. Well, just keep believing. Keep believing? I'm going to keep believing, but I want a manifested power. Let me say it again. Advancement runs towards you when your faith is activated. And how is that done? This is done by agreement with the Word. You have to agree with the Word. There's some things in the Word I don't want to agree with. There's some things in the Word I don't like at all. Don't look at me weird. You're the same way. Bless those that curse you. I don't want to do that. I want to make them an offer they can't refuse. That's what I want to do. Bless those. Pray for those despitefully used. I don't want to do that. But if my faith is to be activated, I have to get in agreement to what God said. If you don't, your faith is dormant. Now, a lot of churches with dormant faith. That's why they get nervous if they miss a service because they can't pay their bills. Because God is not their source. You are. Now, God uses people, and we know that, but that's not the issue. Is whether you couldn't start the church and, you know, you had to miss a service. Well, I missed my tithe and all. No, it's not yours. It's his. So you think Jesus said, well, we're going to have to starve this week? You see, that's dormant faith. You're dormant. That's not activated. Now faith is. Not tomorrow. Faith has the ability to create a future, but it wasn't made for the future. It was made for the now. But you have to believe for the future for faith to work on. Something's got to work on it. You see what I'm saying? When you understand that. So advancement runs towards you when you when your faith is activated. And this is done by agreement with the word. I'll never forget when I first met Kenneth Copeland. When I first came to these ministers' conferences, most of you didn't even have a new car. Certainly didn't have no airplane. Because you're worried about what somebody might say. If you is too blessed. Oh, Lord, what I'm going to say? Say nothing. Just say, this is what the Lord said. You think Adam was going to make an excuse for the Garden of Eden because it was nice? Gold on top of the ground? Fine gold on top. You don't have to dig it out. You know, when God told me to build what I live in, I said, Lord. He said, I'm going to use this house to provoke people. I thought, whoa, whoa, wait, wait, wait. I didn't like that word. Why? Because they can't see you, Jesus. They see me. He said, you got a problem with that? I said, not now. And boy, when you've been hit morning, noon, and night by Fox, CBS, ABC, NBC, in your own town, I mean, get up in the morning, go to bed at night, it's talking Jesse Plans, and he has a jet, and blah, blah, this and that. I just smiled. I said, well, Lord, if you can handle persecution, I can, but I don't like it because Percy ain't cute. But that's all right. Percy ain't cute, but let persecution come. It don't make no difference. So people say, why do you need that house? I said, I don't need it. I can live in the yard. That's not the issue. I'm just doing what God said. Who do you think you are? Now, it's going to take a long time to tell you that because I got to go through 66 books because I'm in every verse. It wasn't wrote for Jesus. It was wrote for you. See, so what happens when those things begin to come, if you get nervous, that's because your faith is dormant. Oh, what am I going to say? But if your faith is activated, having done all to stand, stand. Put on that whole armor of God and the fight you want. Oh, and you see the word of the faith not in your hand. See, that sword of the Spirit's not in your hand. You visualize that. It's in your mouth. This is what does it. Not this. This. Right. See, comes from the mouth, not from the hand. But we automatically think, no, when it should be coming from your mouth. Write this down. Focus is not a word. It's a mandate. See, that's what Paul was saying. I press toward the mark for the prize. Focus is not a word. It's a mandate. If you focus on your priorities, you eliminate all your confusion. Yes. Now go with me to Colossians chapter 1. I want to read this verse to you because this is for us today. It's dealing with the Gentiles. It says this, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Now we're dealing more than just with Jews. Among the Gentiles, the people here, watch. Which is, what is it? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. So, if Christ is in you, he's your foundation, right? The strongest part of this building today is this slab, this foundation. The lightest part is the roof. I mean, but it couldn't hold the roof, couldn't hold walls if this foundation wasn't solid. You have Christ in you. In you. The hope of glory. So if you're going through tough times, the old cliche of Texas, tough times don't last, tough people do. Pull on the power of your foundation, which is Christ in you. The hope of glory. So sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know what to do. So I pull on that power that's within me. I don't go to somebody to give me a word. I go get the word, then I let someone's word confirm what the word said to me. Now I'm listening to the right voice and I'm on the right path, you see? You got to get the word, and then a word should coincide with the word so you can understand what's happening. So you pull on that foundation. See, no matter what life throws at you, the God inside of you cannot crack or break. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not broke. I'm not even cracked. Because of God, this is not cocky. I will not have financial trouble. I am celebrating 40 years of full-time ministry this year. And Billy, I have never had a financial deficit. Not one time. Not one time. You know why? Because I made a lot of money before I was saved. I knew what I could do. I can still make money. I know how to make money. That's not the issue. That ain't nothing in America to make money. It's keeping money. That's something. But when I realized that I could only go as far as my intelligence, talent, but when I got saved, I could go as far as God goes. Joe, which left me in the dirt. I thought, man, I'm going where he's at. Christ in me, the hope of glory. When I read E.W. Kenyon, you know what a preacher told me? Throw that away. He's a heretic. I said, this is the best heretic I've ever read in my life. You done lost your ever-loving mind. You see, he had been eating empty calories. He was full, but he had no spiritual nutrition. I said, I can go as far as God goes. My God, man. See, because he's in me. That means if I'm in trouble, God's in trouble. He's in me. If I go to jail, God goes to jail. You want to prove that Old Testament? God went to jail for 20 years with Joseph. He didn't get out of jail until Joseph got out of jail. He ain't going nowhere because he's with you. So when you understand that, then you'll understand this. The names of losers are rarely written in books or inscribed on trophies. You've heard people say this. How many people were sent out to spy out the land? Was it 12? How many came back with a good report? What were their names? How many came back with a bad report? What were their names? You know it's in the Bible? But Joshua and Caleb's names on the trophy. Aha. Why? Winners get trophies. You have to do something. You have to advance.
I'm so excited about our partner offer, Create Your World and Walk in It. It's our theme this year, and it's based on Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can really create your world and walk in it. How? The power of God inside of you. Get your copy at jdm.org. It will change your life. I mean that. Are you ready to get your life changed? Do it now.
There's a world that needs to be saved. Our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus to that world. That is why we here at Jesse the Planner's Ministries believe the unbelievable and operate in the impossible. God is continuing to direct us to expand our outreach to more people in more places and through more ways than ever before. We are advancing into the frontiers of ministry to change more lives through one simple question. Do you know Jesus? Listen to me. It is beginning. The light of Jesus is shining higher and brighter and further than ever. People from all over are responding to the message of Jesus. Nothing can stop the light of God's love from reaching people and changing lives.
Did you know that doubt is a habit? Yes, it is. You aren't born a doubter. You learn to doubt over time. In my book, I Never Learned to Doubt, you will learn something. And what is that? To go back in time and regain what was lost so that you can enjoy more peace, more joy, more favor, and more blessing. The wonder of faith is a pure thing. It's a childlike thing. And faith is the only thing that God responds to. When you never learn to doubt, life is so much better. I Never Learned to Doubt. It's my new book. Get it today.
I want to thank you for joining me today. Are you ready to advance, run your race, and win the prize? You know, God created you to advance, not retreat, to go forward. He wants to ever increase you. He's ever increasing in everything that he does. And when you understand that, what happens is when your faith gets activated, I mean, increase will run towards you. I mean, it'll run you over because God want to bless you. I encourage you to watch this full message of today's teaching on our free JDM app. It will bless you and give you some wonderful concepts in life that you can use every day. Hey, I want to tell you about our product offer, my book, and I love this book, and I'll always offer it, I Never Learned to Doubt. Everywhere I go, I see nothing but doubt. You know, doubt has roots. In order to receive from God, they must be pulled out. It's mental anemia. It's a form of atheism. This book here will teach you how to do that, and it will bring you great success so you don't doubt. How do I get it? Go to JDM.org and get your copy today. Partners, thank you once again for your faithful financial gifts. I don't know how else to say it. I wish I could say more than thank you. Everything you do is such a blessing. Every dollar you give, we ask the Lord for a soul into the kingdom. 49 years of preaching this gospel, we've never had a financial deficit because of you, because of me, and because of God. Thank you for helping us today to reach people, change lives, one soul at a time. Why not? That's God's love, for God so loved the world. Well, we go out in the world and we do that. Nothing too small and nothing too big. I ask you to pray about it. I tell people all the time, you give me $1,000, I guarantee you by the end of the week, I'll have 1,000 new people into the kingdom of God. Thank you, partners, for helping me do that. Till next week, Jesse the Planet right here in New Orleans, Louisiana, saying we love you, we really do. Pray for you every day, partner. Pray for all of you. God bless you. Bye-bye. Vision always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. It's always ahead of you, see? But if you say, God chose me, and I'm going to complete this, and I'm going to do this. You're always going to have somebody say, you can't do this, you can't do that, but yet the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. You don't realize how much power you have as a Christian. No matter how old you are, don't you ever quit. Before you know it, you complete your destiny and reach your destination.
Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
You can't separate salvation from healing. Do you understand? It's on the cross. So when I see the back of Jesus, I say, that's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis. And by his stripes, I am. I am. Do you see that? But you're going to have people go, ears that do not hear and eyes that do not see.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.